Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, folks. This is Lila with some bedtime stories that I'd like to share with you. And with me is Dee Val and our dear friend, Tim von Pinon. I'll be reading from Book 6, Your Dream Vision by Duane, the great writer. We will also discuss what's been going on in the previous chapter. So you're free to join in, please do, and ask questions about the reading. Thank you. As a new student lays their head down on their pillow at night, the real guides take care of a lot of the various attachments that hang around a person and alleviate them by the time one wakes up in the morning. This is a gift of the true reality to provide assistance to those who look to it. Because of all of us are part of the all is. Eventually, the real guides arrange for the new student to have their first stages of becoming more aware in their dream vision. All headmasters, such as Gerald and Durwood, are from the lower astral masters, such as Gerald and Durwood. Are here in the lower astral masters and are not able to succeed any further with their real realm. And are the memberships and followers, because they have been banned from entering into the higher levels, as they have decided to have people worship them, just as the gods of man have with the unaware centuries. There are multitudes of headmasters on the earth who support the gods of man and what they imply. All of them play it supposedly safe with their agreement to the rep system. So, as to not walk the boat, and they by doing so, keeps them as followers with the dualistic forces. The real guides do not hold favor to anyone. They stand with the real, true reality, that all is real. Just like the Superman who does not make deals, the real guides are not concerned about the politics of others, nor will they yield to the power play of arrogant and ignorant humans who, just because they have money and possessions or so-called status, they feel that they're special in some ways. All that a person owns will soon leave them, and they will be once again wandering through life and searching for real truth, which only the real guides have a real connection to people who follow politics and religion. They do not want truth, the real truth. They want to belong with others who are lost and marketed the pretty words that only sound good. When a person wants real truth, they will run from all the systems on earth and find real guidance. Then, and only then, will they discover that real truth and real freedom is. In a person's dream arena, the real guides provide the new student with what Paul calls self-realization. This where a person becomes aware for the first five levels of the psychic realm and their involvement. Here is what one stands at the top of the lower realms and is able to look down upon creation and over the top of the gods of man, and perceive a remarkable new view of all one has been through. Soon after, there is a most wondrous experience overall, the entering into the real universe, the seventh level, where there is no darkness or evil, and all the authorities of the earth are forgotten forever. This is the first stage of beingness. Eventually, those who have the great courage and heart to go all the way come into the most astounding awareness of all, the great reality, the true source of all that is. The real position cannot be described in any way, but only perceived. Very few will reach the top of the mountain of the is and see it as it is, because it is far too real. All of us have gone through a vast amount of experience to have been able to come into this day and age. And as we are establishing our new life each time around, we are in a new set of situations that involve many complications. And so it is not uncommon for certain people to have a complex about dealing with others, and especially large groups. I know it took me a lot to build my confidence over the years as I went out and did presentations in the public on what the real guides had to offer. Going out in the public and setting up lectures is one thing, but to present something that is not common to most is a big task to take on. I went through a lot of attitudes with people as they sat and listened to me and were not always sure as to what I was presenting to them. As I watched the audience with each presentation, I could tell how they were responding. At times, I could see people fidgeting and moving around in their seats, and sometimes taking notes and handing them to their mates. There were a few times when I finished the talk, then some people would jump up and run out of the place. All of what I have done is a huge step of courage, because it's for sure that was not my nature to be in the public eye. And so many who have a shy streak in them will often dream about being something and someone they look up to, such as one of the presidents, or a sports hero, even possibly a character from the past, such as Napoleon, or Cleopatra, or for those with the medieval in them, Genghis Khan. I always seem to dream of being Superman, as it was my destiny. Much of the human race looks to heroes of some sort, but when all are compared for what they really do and are, the real universal guides are the real superhumans. far beyond what anyone has ever done here in the presence of the public. The average person likes to think of themselves as a particular light, or with a sense that they have been brought up with. They see themselves as free thinkers, which is what they regard as the right way to see things, no matter what the idea involves. But what is not seen on the surface from the human view is that all thinking, no matter how supposedly divine, creative or divine, or censored thoughts, they're all censored. Most people do not really listen when the conversation or communication is taking place. They are usually too busy assuming and dreaming in their own mind either what they want to hear or what the outcome of the involvement will be for them. I work with all sorts of people, and because I have had a lot of experience relating to others, I've learned to listen to every word a person says, and at the same time, listen to what I'm saying. It is very true that most people do not listen to others, and especially what they themselves are saying. Here again is why most people do not understand their dreams, or even want to, because they can in no way understand it themselves. And quite frankly, they do not want to relate to someone such as themselves. And so this is why a lot of people constantly criticize others, when instead they should be doing wonderful things for themselves, first of all. Then they will be a shining example, just like the sun. I find that the majority of people start assuming ideas around what I'm presenting to them. I like to use the sun as a representation for the all is, as it shines upon all and asks nothing in return. It simply shines and provides so much. The reply I usually get is something like, "Oh, is this some form of meditation or one of those Eastern philosophies?" Or possibly like, "What's his name and what he wrote? Have you read his books?" Here again, who is really paying attention? Okay, that's a good, I think this is really great. Did you have any, Tim, do you have any answers for this, or opinions or ideas?
Oh, sure. Something how I feel thankful that I'm not involved with any of the religions in on this world anymore. And I'm thankful too. I don't know why the phone is saying 60 seconds. How the real guides are dissolving our, whatever you want to call it, karma for us, helping us in our, while we sleep. I don't know how many million lives we experience or go through. I guess we're each different. But it doesn't look like it's almost like a person would waste their time trying to share with people in religions or politics, like Duane was stating, that they don't really want to know the truth. So it's not something to force on them. If they don't want it, why even try?
Are you still there, Kev?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I guess that's all I had to say.
Okay, because I'm on the studio. Yeah, just counted down to like zero. So I wonder if we're still on the air. But I don't know. We'll keep going.
Yeah, I don't know either. That's the first time I've ever heard it have that countdown. I don't know why.
It's usually I have set up for 90 minutes, but it counted down to zero, and so we'll see. We'll just keep going with it. People are not willing to go there. They just don't see anything here with what we're doing, and they're not willing to play the game, to take the risk, you know, to see something beyond. It's really kind of humorous in a way, or sad, that it's just something that a person really needs to make a decision to want to get out of their restrictions, basically. So, and I think it's also another topic, interesting that Harold and Darwin are astral, basically, astral physical teachers. I mean, they're that, you think of them as higher than that, at least I did in the corporation, but they are really gone down to that level now, the astral level, because of what they've done, misguiding and misleading their followers. And I know that Darwin, who was the former Ek master in Ekankar, he came to, this is after he passed on, he's now in the real side, but he came to Dwayne one time asking for help because he didn't know basically where to go with himself. So there you go. We encourage people to go to the real side to really see what's going on, because that's where you can see people's intents and really gather information and knowledge that you can't in the physical. So utilize the dream state. It's a wonderful way to gain experiences, and then from that gain the recognition of the isness.
Well, thank you. That was very good. And here is a perfect example of a person not at all paying attention, but assuming all over the galaxy, which is in no way related to what I have mentioned to them about the sun and the simplicity of what is real. If I were me, I would reply, "Wow, that sounds interesting to me." Then I would listen and respectfully ask questions. At times, I am amazed that anything gets done on this planet, but the way everyone is always in a hurry to get nowhere. The only thing anyone is rushing to is old age. The more patient a person is, the faster they learn. And so, humans are generally thinking creatures with their own nature about them, which relates more so to their astral body, which is their notion. Being more of a feeling entity than a sensible person. And that's the main reason for the dramatic situations that occur in one's life. So to better understand the nature of one's dream visions, they must first learn to be patient with themselves. and learn to pace their life with which is real and true. Being creative is something all of us do. But when it overtakes our life to where the whole of life is lost to the small little creation of the human ego, then the eventual effects start showing up. The whole of life will always make sense, and the creative part will always be self-limiting, no matter how brilliant the person is. When a person is faced with a decision that has more than one side to it, there sometimes becomes a conflict, thus creating dreams from the unconscious. The person involved may become overwhelmed by their decision on which way to go, and so, therefore, has symbolic dreams. If the situation is to where the person has trouble going either way, the dream will portray itself as a person unable to move from where they are, or possibly to struggle moving with the stronger of choices that he has desired. So, unless the person can achieve all their directives, it is most sensitive and certain that final choice will be the strongest wish. And so, it is almost certain the direction will be the most emotional element involved, because most people are more influenced by their emotions than their rationality and reasoning. I think that's really true. That's sure what I found. People do go by their emotions. On this level, and the next two, the astral and the mental world, love is blind. And so as most humans keep considering their emotional responses to be love, they will continue to find themselves and bind themselves to the reality of who they really are. Real love and emotion are two different things. But to those who are led only by the appearance of things and their senses, they will have to continually struggle to find real happiness in a world which has little sensibility to it, and for most humans. Actually, real happiness is such a rarity, and even those who experience their greatest emotional sensations have not achieved real happiness. I cannot properly explain what it is, but the majority of people, with whatever they have in their life, do not have it. So, for the most part, when a person is in love or desire of another, they are not seeing the imperfections of the other person right away. But as time goes on and they continue to experience their partner, a new perception of them always emerges. And as people get older and they stay with their mate, it may be more so out of tradition and some kind of obligation, because deep down inside, they may want to leave or have a new life. As all of us seem to evolve and experience what we cannot yet recognize, our physical experience here is such a small window of seeing what life really is all about, as it does not provide the real picture. I am providing a huge number of views and nothing here is absolute. If each of us has free will, we can always change anything. What I am saying here is that all thinking is not free in the terms we would consider or even imagine. Just because a person can think and do whatever they want to, this is an arena of cause and effect. So there are consequences for our actions. There is a created world that entices the senses from the things that we see and the things that we want to what is seen on TV. Every place we go, where there is a constant bombardment of advertising to get our attention and make a decision for us to buy or do something, whether we want to or not. A free thinker knows their direction, and it is not aimed at anything of the material sense, or failure will soon show up. To live in this world and do what one does in part of the life of being human here, but to give one's life to just this level of appearances is to truly surrender one's real awareness to more unconscious. The idea of the process we must all go through is to become more aware in the true sense. It is a radical approach to make the time to discover the hidden secrets of ourselves, which have eluded us for millions of years without the knowledge that it has been so. Even with all I'm presenting here, it is still not enough to remedy the searching and provide the answer one is looking for. To find this, but the best place to start, the real guides are the most exceptional beings, and they alone know the hidden and secret way into the whole of life, as it really is. Reality here and now, and never in the past. What took place yesterday is gone, and so each person must decide to discover what is new right now. Those who market the past events are salespeople who want their commission for the false promises that they're selling. The real guys will show anyone how they're looking fools by today's transitional antics and their dream vision. That's pretty good. You people want to comment on that? Right?
One thing that causes will never be free in the cause and effect world is there's always an effect to what we do, our actions. So it's a restriction right away. So the idea is to get beyond that into the area of the real universe where there is none of this cause and effect. It's just an isness. So that relieves one of the effects of the interaction because you're working, supporting this reality that isn't that. The creation reality, the cause and effect reality, but the isness is not part of that. So aligning yourself with it would take you out of the cause and effect arena, the karmic arena. That's when the spiritual people say, you know, you talk about karma and relieving your karma or getting rid of it. Well, here's a way. Because the real guides do do work on helping you shed it and seeing it for what it is. You know, it's basically an agreement you've made. So they show you on the real side, and they show you through hints and references on the physical, and then you can relieve yourself of the karma gradually and gently, sometimes not so gently, but just you'll feel a lightening of being. You won't have this baggage to carry around anymore. And that's because you're not in this cause and effect arena. You're just part of the isness reality. You have anything, Tim, to add?
Well, I was thinking about how the emotions seem to affect so much of what's going on right now on Earth. We see these presidents and kings and masters and all these beings or people that they want this worship. I guess that's an emotion. They want to think that they're something special and better than, or, and how at this very time we're seeing the emotions so running wild, like road rage, and these people that go in and start shooting people in this, in places, and it's just, even the wars, it seems like, is emotional stuff that they've convinced people, all those people are bad, they're going to harm you, go kill them and teach you how to blow them up and all these things, and get the agreement that that's what they want to do. They want to be soldiers and go kill the enemy, which I guess we've all experienced in one lifetime or another, or many times. But it does seem like that's such a powerful force, this emotional body on Earth right now, of why things are happening the way they are. And then when we see brutalitarian leaders and things with huge worldly powers, like the atomic bombs in hands of who knows who's got it in secret, even in this world, and what their intent is to have that power to do something with. It's just such a treasure that for those that are becoming aware, waking up to this real guidance and education that's being offered at this time on Earth through the new presentation and the wonderful worldwide educators, and the efforts of those involved to present this to those that the real guides give the opportunity to even hear about it, because I don't think they'd waste their time when they know who's ready and who isn't. So if anybody is hearing what Lila's reading and we're discussing, to check out the new presentation. If you have the technology, or there's a telephone number for Val or Kelsey or me, or to find out about what's being offered, about not having to come back into this reincarnation stuff, and that seems to be going to be worse and worse physically, and oh, who knows what it'll be emotionally and mentally. And it's just such a gift being offered for those that it's being offered to not take it for granted and realize that it's the most important thing in this experience, in these psych realms, to have the opportunity to get out of these psych realms and help others have the opportunity to not have to come back into this hellish, demon, crazy world.
It seems to me that people are certainly ruled by their emotions. Even the most intellectual people, seems to me behind it all is the emotion, or maybe there are egos too. It seems that reason kind of takes the second choice here, and they go with their emotions just about every time. An unaware person's life is mainly based upon mental and emotional concepts, and once in a while, there are some intuitive insights that one catches along the way. The old term, they are squares, is very true, as most people have been victims of circumstance, so they are more than likely to live a lifestyle in their literal sense. There is nothing wrong with any lifestyle, as all of us have plenty of ways to choose from and to live. A car is a mental concept, as it was put together with material parts. The car will not last, as all mental concepts have proven that they are temporary. The earth is a playground for all the inventive, and all of us are temporary. All of us learn through what we have decided here, but what we're doing here has nothing to do with the true reality. The true sense that it is real has nothing to do with the true reality. The true sense that it is real does not take part in the lower creative process, except to enter the real awareness of those who are open to it. It's always an individual choice how creative one wants to be, as there is no such thing as sacrifices or to the real reality as there are with the gods and man. The basic formulas for most people is mental concepts and emotional stimulus. These two areas of experience rule hearts and minds of almost all humans. And as history has shown, the two will never fulfill what they are intended to do, because they really cannot. There can be no true contemplation here, but only the striving for something that cannot be obtained with the five lower vehicles. The upfront reality of mental and emotional involvement only has come down to the basics of sex and money. With the rep systems, these two aspects of people's lives are the main issue, and as moral issues that are used to manipulate others. They have made the rules and regulations so that they will have their hand in whatever anyone does. And without doing any of the work themselves, the real universe is. Everyone is self-sufficient and works with each other. But in the three lower levels of creation, there are gods, lords, and rulers over the masses. The two heavens of man are mental concepts based upon emotional attachments, which keep most people going there and then returning again and again for more future unconscious lives. These heavens are the appointed areas by the rep system. Everywhere on earth, each presence is applied through various means, such as the money one has and the God we trust. Concepts and ideas. This is a marketing tactic set forth by the controllers to keep people under their rule. Even though the basic lifestyle has always been sex and money, it's interesting to note how the rep systems always take the moral side, which they invented, of the implications of these two and should be held only under their control. Yet they continually display their gaudy show of love, while many of their followers are in the street and starving. To this day, the rep systems have huge secret involvement with money, sex, and drugs, legal or otherwise. It's a wonder why history keeps repeating itself and is headed for self-destruction once more. That's a pretty big order, but it sure sounds like this is true. You look around, and by golly, that's what's happening. You know, we're ruled by money and sex and emotion and very little else. What do you say?
Well, that's interesting in the news that's related to all the presidents. He's friends with some of them. You know, it's just, it's the way to catch people. They use sex or money as bait. And it's just something that's used for entrapping people. So we see it in politics all the time, you know. Blackmailing people to have an affair or something, you know, money. Or, you know, money laundering, money taking bribes with certain things. It's almost commonplace. And whether they report it or expose the politicians, that's another thing. They keep it quiet and they expose them if they don't agree. It's all a game that those two things, yeah, sex and money, are used for leverage on people because people are vulnerable. You know, we're human, so these are shiny, glittery things that we're always you're faced with as humans. With the new you and the real guides, we can get still have these things, but get beyond them and get more objective viewpoint, more of a not being trapped by them, because we see them for what they are, and we can be in a way disinterested, have a disinterested view, utilize them, but be disinterested like the real guides are. When they're in the creation, they still are immersed in it certain ways, but they're not the effect of them. But we want to be cause. We want to be cause. So, it just makes more sense for survival for each of one of us.
Yeah, very, very true. Yeah, good insight. The rep system are responsible for a lot of nightmares in people's lives. just eliminate all the mysteries and professional political rhetoric. These officials have learned to enter people's dreams and do them harm. This world is filled with a lot of black magicians, and many of them are hired by the authorities. When a person learns to be self-sufficient, they no longer need the various controlling systems. Until a person has real guidance and is shown the various levels of life and how they correspond to ourselves, then those who do not listen will continue to experience the same effects as they always have. The idea here is to learn to rise above and see beyond the artificial officialness. The information I'm providing is the first step. In other words, what I'm presenting gives a person an idea of what they're getting themselves into. There never has to be an act of rebellion at all, but one of becoming more aware as the real guide gently assists one into the real universe, where a person can see all of creation, because most people lack any type of courage. They will be left to themselves on earth with all that takes place. As a person learns about their world and dreams, they will eventually be able to rise above their dream arena and have a better perception of how life works for everybody. All persons think and feel what they desire, and so this is what takes place in a person's dream. A person's thinking is censored in countless ways by their emotions, and that one's desire of their life is fitted into preconceived mental patterns. Very few people understand that the consciousness of what has been established is actually censored thought, even though most consider their lives to be different, and they're drinking, and it's free, and the thinking is free. I'm laughing. And I think Lido's Corner is just about ready for bedtime, too. So, any last comments here?
Oh, just... Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, okay. Yes, these experiences we're all having, and our imagination that we have, if we use it and try to imagine how wonderful life can be compared to how we see all of the stuff on earth that we don't want to experience anymore, all this warring stuff and disease stuff, and well, it just goes on and on, poison, air, water, food, and Wi-Fi, mind controlling, how they keep everybody focused on sex and money. It's so important, whether it's through the alcohol, you're going to have a happy life and be able to all get together and drink and go to these sports events, or on and on. It's just where a person gets to focus their attention. Well, we see it in the religions too. People focus their attention there, and they have those words, faith, belief, and hope, that they think is real, that create something that it never will. I'm just thankful for the real guidance and the real education I'm being given by patiently getting what I'm given and treasuring it. So I appreciate Ike Lila and Val putting out this effort to try to share with others something wonderful.
Yeah, it seems like, the, you know, people, we're all stuck, and I guess most people are stuck, really they are. They just can't imagine that there is something. They think it's a play in the sky, an imagination, that it isn't real, that the boys are not real, that this isn't real, that only, you know, they've got a, they're opinionated, and they're stuck with that opinion. I don't know whether they feel that we're just, you're just odd when you hear something else. And because they've got, they're pretty opinionated and very, boy, this is, I'm right, you know. And they just have to open your mind and your heart. Life is big. It's huge. There's so many exciting things just to see and to look at and to do. And to experience, you know, why are they just really looking at just their lives of 8 to 5 and weekends with barbecue and everything? There's so much more going on than just that. Life can be a really, really beautiful, even though they think they've got the love of their life. Have they really? So. Those are all big questions that I think people need to ask, and most of them don't want to ask. It's people that have a bolder way of living, maybe more open-minded to what life really is, you know. Well, anyway, Val, do you want to say a few words?
Yeah, my experience with all this is it's never what I think it is. If I do think or if I imagine something, it's never what I imagine, consider, think, or I don't believe, but the way I even see it, it's always better. It always turns out better. And it's just a matter of taking the risk to see more, but it's beyond the mind and imagination. So that's where you really have to investigate this and figure it out on how you can get beyond the mind and imagination and the ideas you have set up for yourself. Because we do have the power of creation here, but in a way, don't take it personally, your creation, because they're just here. We're just using them for our experience, so we can recognize our real self in the real universe. And that's it. Thanks, Tim and Lila.
Well, thank you. With that, I'm going to call Lila's Corner to an end for this evening, and I wish everyone very happy and wonderful dreams, knowing that the all is always with us, and the sun is still shining. Good night, all.
Thank you. Yeah. Good night. Happy dreams. See ya.